We're going to talk about the benefits and practices of minimalism this hour, and we'll get some advice on how to pare down our possessions and get rid of the stuff that is not serving us. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Before we welcome in our guest author and minimalist, let me take a moment to remind you that this is Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. And Mike Arnold joins me as we remind you that you provide the single largest source of funding here at WPR. This drive is your chance to provide and the support needed for all of the programs you enjoy. So give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Joy. And our goal is 10 pledges this hour. It's a great time to give because we're celebrating our first 100 years of broadcast. And your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting our goal. And it means a strong start to funding the programs you count on for the next 100 years.
People who listen, people like you, provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in the programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
And your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
More than 22,000 WPR members are proud, sustaining members. That's great. They provide a steady, reliable stream of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can join their ranks by choosing an amount, say $10 a month, and setting it up on an ongoing basis. It's the best way to support the station you rely on. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ready? One, two, three.
We have a hip, new thank you gift for you this drive. It's the WPR Beanie, and it comes in fashionable black with the WPR logo on the upturned cuff. It's made in the U.S., and it'll keep you warm this winter. Both stylish and practical, we think you'll love your new WPR Beanie. Ask for yours when you give $10 a month or more right now.
And you can make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Get your beanie and support Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold, and we are asking for your support of WPR during our fall membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month or something else. Well, you decide. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
That's right. The strength of WPR's budget is that it comes from several different sources, and the single largest piece of the budget is member support. People like you who say, you know what, I'm going to give some money to the station so it can keep going on, including more than 800 members of our 9XM Leadership Circle.
The Leadership Circle provides a WPR with gifts of $100 a month or more, so you can join the 9XM Leadership Circle now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Now, we know you're going to be busy later today, so just trust us. Giving to WPR takes only a few minutes of your time. It's not going to be a long call. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
It's quick, it's easy to do, and your gift really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
10 more pledges. We need 10 pledges this hour, and we know you're going to be busy later, so go out there and make your pledge. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners, you make it all possible. Your gift today ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on every day. So make your centennial gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And don't forget, when you give, you're also entered into the drawing for the Centennial Celebration Package.
And that is a bunch of fun stuff to do. You can also ask for the WPR Beanie with your gift of $10 a month. And you can get a beanie even though we're talking about minimalism during this hour, because everybody needs a hat to keep their ears warm. You know, it doesn't mean you don't have possessions. You just have the right possessions. And this is a great possession because it serves a good functional purpose, and it shows off your values that you support Wisconsin Public Radio.
I don't think I'd call this a beanie.
It's a knit
hat.
It's a cap.
A cap. I don't know where this beanie thing came from. This does not have a little, you know, propeller whirly gig on
it. No propeller. It's talk about minimalism. There's no propeller on that.
That's right. Yeah. So you can get your beanie, though, and more importantly, support Wisconsin Public Radio by pledging now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks very much, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. Let's talk minimalism now. As mentioned, minimalism is on my mind these days as I prepare to retire. I have a lot of junk in the house. And in fact, this weekend, I took the opportunity to bring three boxes of financial papers to what was called a shred fest. And boy, did I feel good getting rid of that stuff. Now I'm going to find out how I can get rid of other stuff with our guest, Zoe Kim, a minimalist. She writes about living better with less. She has a book that is going to be coming out in October. It's called Minimalism for Families, Practical Minimalist Living Strategies to Simplify Your Home and Life. She has four children, so she knows of what she speaks, and she joins us this morning from Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you for joining us. Well, first of all, how should people define minimalism?
Well, I will say that each person kind of fits that to their own model. But for me, minimalism is a tool that can help you make time and space for what's really important to you.
Yeah. And so you are a minimalist. How did you come to this state of mind?
Stress, honestly. So my husband is retired Air Force, and we were planning a move, and he got deployed unexpectedly, so I had to move with two kids at the time without him. And as I was moving this stuff, I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing? You know, what is all this stuff? And I found myself spending more time doing things with my stuff than doing things with my family.
Yeah, and so in a way, that's the... That's the definition of doing more with less. If you have less stuff to worry about or are worrying less about accumulating that stuff, you have time for things that really matter.
Exactly. And I love that you pointed out that, minimalism is not, it's not about not owning anything, such as a beanie or a knit hat.
Yes.
It's about owning the right things. And, if when people make a donation, to this drive, if they don't need the beanie, they can donate it because there's lots of people who don't have hats.
There you go. So tell us, Zoe, what does your life look like? When we walk into your house your closet, what does that look like?
It looks like space. I have open space. So I live in the suburbs just outside of Atlanta with four kids. So, two of our kids share a room, and then the other two, a boy and a girl, they have their own rooms. And so it looks like, we have couches. We have one dining room table with chairs. We like to have guests over. So we have, one set of dishes for us and another family. So it's practical. It's practical and it's useful, and our possessions all serve a purpose based on the lifestyle that we want to live.
Yeah. So you have four children, and your new book focuses on minimalism for families. Is it possible with kids, especially teenagers,
to become to be a minimalist family? Absolutely. I know that that's one of the hurdles, that people feel like I can't be a minimalist because so many, kids have so many things. But honestly, and obviously the younger you start, the easier it can be to start. But there's always strategies to help them see that living with less is definitely better. And the idea is to figure out and help them figure out their why. Why do they want to get rid of stuff? So it's not about deprivation. It's about highlighting the more of living with less. So you think about what motivates them and then you offer them more of that in place of, you know, giving things away that they don't use.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of kids in particular who want the latest toy, or mm-hmm. you know, they need that you know, that shirt with that designer logo on it or something. How do you deal with that kind of situation?
Yeah, so this, just for my personal, you know, I can speak to my personal opinion on this. So they have, you know, their wardrobe, and so every season, as you know, the little younger kids are always growing. And so we go and we pick out things together. So each of my kids, they have what you call a capsule wardrobe, and that's about 10 to 12 outfits for the season. That doesn't count, like, exercise clothes or your winter jacket. And so whatever they want to pick in that, you know, category, then I allow them to. So if they need 10 long sleeve shirts this winter, then we go pick out 10 long sleeve shirts. And I you know, I try not to, you know, micromanage their style. I let mm-hmm. them be themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about, though, the, you know, there's tons of toys already in the toy box because you haven't started this minimalist thing yet. And
yep.
they
mm-hmm.
want the latest toy. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, how kids mm-hmm. would accept this.
Yes. So what you want to do is you want to set some spatial boundaries. So let's just say you have 5 toy bins. Maybe you want to wind it down to 2. So you say, okay, you know what? We just need more space. We need to get uncluttered. Let's pick all of what your favorite items are. And then whatever your favorite items are, they need to fit in this container or this shelf. And then after that, if you want something new, then we need to do a swap. So 1-for-1. So that you're not increasing the number of toys and you're keeping them in the boundary spaces.
Uh-huh. And then that swap, that toy is donated or something?
Yep, the toy is donated or given to a younger sibling, and then they can swap one out and that one's donated. they could give it to a friend. You know, it depends on what the toy is. But it's good to start with things that they don't use, things that are broken, you know, unmatched. Yeah. Things like that.
So is minimalism different in families than, say, from a aging baby boomer like me that doesn't have children?
You know, I think that all it is just the items that we're minimizing is probably going to be different, because I'm going to guess you don't have really loud, obnoxious toys.
No.
You know, geared for a 2-year-old.
No, I don't. But, yeah, so I do have a lifetime of accumulations in that basement storage. And,
yes.
you know, some of that's sentimental, too, though. What about that?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right, Joy. So over the years, you know, the longer you keep things, especially things that were given to you or things that belong to people that you love, I found, for me personally, the harder it was to let it go. So I would imagine, you know, the baby boomers, my mom is a baby boomer. Fortunately, she's, you know, she's been reading my blog. So she's been dwindling down her things. But you just go one step at a time, and you don't start with your sentimental things.
Yeah. But once we get there, I guess that one of the things I did is I did have a lot of photos all over the place. And I still have a couple, but I actually did. I had so many that it was kind of cluttery, and little gifts that people mm-hmm. gave me or souvenirs from a trip, and they're all kind of, you know, sitting around the living room. And I put them all in a box, so now they're all in this box, a bin,
yeah.
And now I've got to figure out what to do with all those things. Do you have just maybe a general guidelines as to how to deal with that bin of sentimental items?
Yes, sure. So one of the things that I did, I inherited things from my grandparents, whom I was very close to. And so let's just say I have 100 things from my grandparents, and they're feeling heavy. You know, I'm not enjoying them all. They don't all have a place in my home. How many do I really need? These are the questions that I ask myself. How many things do I need to remember my grandparents? Do I need 100? Could I... You know, could five of my favorite things, would that do? Another thing that's been helpful. So I mentioned my husband's retired Air Force, and every time we move duty stations or he's in a new squadron, they give them memorabilia or certificates. There's something for every occasion, basically, a physical item. And so what he did is he took photos of these items, things that he got when he was deployed, and he took photos, and he put the photos in a book with a little explanation about what that was. So he narrowed down three large, pretty big boxes of just plaques and certificates and rugs from Afghanistan and just all this stuff. He narrowed that all down to one binder. And the best thing about this is that our kids and you know, myself too, we can go through this book and we can say, oh, that meant this, mm-hmm. as opposed to just inheriting boxes of stuff where we're just like, what is this?
Good idea. And we'll talk about some more good ideas to pare down your possessions to lead a more minimalist lifestyle. And we'll welcome your questions for our guest. We'll welcome your own examples or experiences. So have you managed to pare down your stuff? How did you do it? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Mike Arnold, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. We are here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening. You can make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for just 9 more pledges in the next, 30 minutes or so to stay on track this hour. Your support helps keep the Ideas Network strong. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Where else are you going to get a conversation about minimalism, about doing more with less, about getting rid of stuff so you have more time for things that really matter? Well, you know what? Probably nowhere. This early morning call-in is really unique in the world of public broadcasting, only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We find great guests. My producers find great guests. We show up. You show up. We have a lively, informative conversation every single morning.
It's a great, great place to come for conversations every day here on the Ideas Network, and it is something truly unique. And even though Joy's retiring, Joy, it's going to be hard to see you go next week. This is your last Monday.
This is the last Monday. That's right.
The 6 a.m. conversations you love will still be here. Yep. So make your pledge right now in honor of Joy's wonderful work, but also in honor of the future as we continue the legacy of Joy Cardine here at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone. So make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, and I've said it before and I will say it again. I have, you are in great hands with the morning show team and the new interim host, our fill-in host, Kate Archer Kent. It is, you are going to hear a lot of the same great guests and same great topics and great conversations. So the future is in good hands, and you can rest assured of that. Make your pledge now to keep these morning conversations strong at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I spent money at a silent auction thinking I wouldn't win, and I did, and I won art that was honestly a little creepy.
1976 MGB. That hasn't run in 20 years. I regret it, and I see it every day in my garage, and I regret it even more.
From creepy art to lemon cars, we've all made questionable decisions about how we spend our money. So it might be time to make a few smart ones. You can start by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR. So make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold, and we are asking for your support of WPR, your gift of $10 or $15 a month or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose will really be appreciated, will really help you decide.
That's right, and we're going to be going back to the show in just a second here, but we have 9 pledges to go. We'd love to hear from you next in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $10 a month and ask for that beanie or hat or whatever you want to call it. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Patricia from Montello, who pledged, and she says, I love public radio. WPR is such a big part of my life. I went to a one-room country school and listened to Let's Draw. I've been retired for a number of years now and listen all the time. I'm going to miss Joy. She has been my favorite, and I listen to her every weekday. My alarm goes off at 6, and I turn the radio on right away. I know I'll always hear about what's happening in the state and so much more. Thank you so much, Patricia. And I hope that you, too, will make your pledge to support listener-supported radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you in just a bit. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Let's get back to our conversation about minimalism. Our guest is Zoe Kim. She is a minimalist, and she writes about better living with less. She blogs about these issues, and she has a new book set to come out in October called Minimalism for Families, Practical Minimalist Living Strategies to Simplify Your Home and Life. If you have questions about how to simplify your home and life, we welcome them at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And maybe you have already done this, if you have your own advice on how to pare down your possessions and how to start becoming a minimalist, we welcome your calls and comments as well. Let's take a call from John in Green Bay. Hi, John.
Good morning. My wife, Rosalie, and I have been married for 56 years.
Congratulations.
We're old enough now that we don't buy green bananas. I'm aware of the fact that we lived in our home for 30 years, and I no longer cared to shovel snow or to mow the yard or to tend the garden. And so we downsized. All the things we thought were so precious went. My naval uniforms from 50 years ago and things that we knew that our child would want, turns out she didn't want any of them. And so we moved to a condo. And in the condo, suddenly we were aware of the fact that we were really getting old. The condo had 14 steps in it. And we have moved to a senior community, and it is the greatest thing we've ever done. We don't have per meals anymore. Once a week, the staff comes in and cleans our place. We are free to live a life of complete freedom to do the things we want to do. And I can't imagine anything could be better for us. Right now, we're both perfectly healthy. I'm still working. I'm employed. And I'm free to do all the things I want to do with none of the encumbrances of maintaining a home and possessions.
I love
That's
it.
That's the big thing.
You're an inspiration, John. I'll have to give give that downsizing thing a lot of thought. And we are at some point we probably will. We've been in our home for almost 30 years, and same place, a 3-bedroom ranch, but it's just the two of us. We really don't need all that. And at some point, I think my husband will get tired of mowing the lawn. we'll certainly have to think of that. Zoe, a reaction to that?
I think that's absolutely wonderful. That's John, you are an inspiration. So I love hearing these stories, and it's wonderful that you've gotten, you know, rid of all that clutter that also creates mind clutter, and now you're free to do the things that you really want to do.
And, you know, I can see that he doesn't have the burden of all of those chores that go along with having all of that stuff. And when you say mind clutter, talk a little bit about that. You're preoccupied with all that stuff, so you can't really think about other things.
You are. You know, I really found after I got rid of a lot of our stuff, you don't realize the burden that you're carrying until you let it go. So we don't really think about our physical possessions much with clarity of mind, but no doubt it has been linked to mental and emotional health, you know, the clutter, the state of our clutter. So.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the benefits of going minimalist.
Yeah, less stress. You don't have to, you know, come in to a cluttered house. And I think that's initially what gets people going. They see this stuff and, you know, this is in my way and that's in my way. But as you progress, you realize just how impactful becoming minimalist can be. And, you know, you take a scenario like John, and now, I mean, he's living a completely different lifestyle, one that he seems to find great joy in. He sounds completely happy.
Yeah, he does. And again, thank you, John, and much happiness to you in the future. And he did mention that they had a lot of stuff that they thought that their children would want, and they don't. And that's true, isn't it?
Yes. It is true. It is true. And that can be really challenging, you know, for some baby boomers that they've spent their whole life, you know, acquiring the dining room hutch and using these things. And, you know, it can be a disappointment that they, you know, their children or grandchildren don't want it. But, you know, I think what's most important is we want the relationship with our parents and our grandparents more than we want their things. And today, you know, today's life is a different life.
Yeah, it is. And we don't need fancy china to have, you know, I've never had fancy china, so that's not going to be a problem for me. But I've heard that the kids today, young people today, you know, that no one really uses it that much anymore, and they don't really want it. So a lot of parents are wondering, what am I going to do with this china? What are they going to do with that china?
They're donating it. FreeCycle, I don't know if you've heard of FreeCycle Joy, but that's another great place. A lot of crafters or creative people go on FreeCycle, and they look for materials that they can use to create their art. So some people do use actually broken pottery and dishware and things like that. So I know Goodwill is having, you know, I've seen read a few articles recently that they're becoming, quote, overrun with baby boomer stuff. So that's also something I talk about in my book, as well as more specific websites like Upcycle to sort out your things the best way.
Yeah, and you actually are doing your younger generations, your children, a favor. So
if you
do this, because otherwise they get stuck cleaning out the basement and everything else, and it just becomes in a way a burden for your kids.
Absolutely. Someone is somewhere, some time is going to have to deal with that stuff. Yeah. So better to get it sorted out now and not leave it for somebody else.
Our guest is Zoe Kim. She's a minimalist. Her forthcoming book in October is Minimalism for Families, Practical Minimalist Living Strategies to Simplify Your Home and Life. We welcome your questions for her. We welcome your own experiences when it comes to paring down, when it comes to getting rid of excess stuff, the stuff you don't need anymore, and wondering if you've done this and how you feel about it. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call. If you'd like to join in on air, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the new The Ideas Network Facebook page. That's where you will find all of the content for our Ideas Network talk shows. And just a reminder, the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page is phasing out as I retire. So go over to the Ideas Network Facebook page and give it a like and follow along for all of the Ideas Network content that you are interested in. Let me welcome back Mike Arnold as we are in our fall membership drive. And Need to remind you that your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great discussions. We will get back to our guest in just a moment, but we need to encourage you to make your gift to support the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 9 pledges in the next 20 minutes or so. We can do it, but we need you to go to your phone or go to your computer and make your pledge. Now is the great time to support the station you love.
Thank you if you've already given, and thank you for your very kind words about the show and my retirement. But if you haven't given yet, please do help pay for the programs that you enjoy by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, a large slice of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget pie, the biggest slice, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state and federal government and businesses, are important, of course, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is, thanks to listener support. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio works out to just 33 cents a day. What a great value.
That is a great value. I don't think I spend 33 cents on anything a day.
Well, you spend way more than that.
Yeah, that's true. I know. That's true. So make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll get a lot in return.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up, on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
And thank you, David, for your sustaining donation. You can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold here to raise the money that keeps WPR and this program on the air. You decide how much to pledge, whether it's $10 a month or $100 a month. We appreciate and count on your gift.
9 pledges to go to stay on track for our goal in this hour of the Joy Cardine Show. We think we can do it. We just need you to go to the phone and make that pledge. And after you've made your donation to WPR, another way you can help us is by telling your friends and family.
Yeah, tell your friends and family that that you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether you use social media, call them up, or mention it when you see them, just letting your friends and family know that you support WPR will help plant that idea in their minds. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and let your friends and family know how good it feels when you support a station you enjoy every day.
And we're talking about minimalism today. Think about all the stuff that you have in your life, all the things that you spend money on each day, coffee, lunch out, weird little trinkets. That's just a few dollars a day right there. It's easy to spend the kind of money on something that's part of your daily routine or just seems like something fun to spend money on.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is a part of your daily routine too, but it's more important than a lot of that other stuff. It's your daily news source. It's your conversation starter. It's your place to learn. So spend some money on it today and every day, maybe a dollar a day. That's $30 or $31 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just 9 pledges to go. We just have about 20 minutes to get them. 2017 marks the 100th anniversary of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners, make it all possible. Your gift ensures a bright future for WPR. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll also be entered into a drawing for the Centennial Celebration Package, so you can come to the special Centennial Celebration in October.
And join me in asking for what we are calling the WPR Beanie, but it's that knit cap or hat. It's a winter hat.
And
it's a nice black winter hat with the WPR logo, and it says Wisconsin Public Radio on it. I will be wearing mine as my husband and I travel around the state and go oh, I don't know, snowshoeing and cross-country skiing and travel out and about. We'll have our twinsy hats on. So you can get that at $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you to Evan from Eau Claire who pledged. He says, I'm a college freshman and I can remember the first time I heard WPR, the best accident of my life. I love it. That's great. Eunice from Dodgeville pledged. She says, this is my station. I was married in 1950 and this has been our favorite station ever since. Thank you so much to Evan and to Eunice. You can pledge too at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks for being with us here on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about minimalism this hour, the benefits and the practice of minimalism. Talking about why you might want to consider this and how to do it, welcoming your questions and experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Our guest is Zoe Kim. She's a minimalist. She blogs about this. She writes about living better with less. Her new book, set for October release, is called Minimalism for Families, Practical Minimalist Living Strategies to Simplify Your Home and Life. Let's take some calls. Tom in Wisconsin Rapids is next. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, and thanks for having me on. And I want to say welcome to the guest, Zoe Kim.
Thanks, Tom. We have a little bit of a weak connection, so if you could maybe speak.
Can you hear me okay now?
Well, a little better, but I'm going to ask you if you could just to be as concise as possible so we can hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, again, thanks for having me on. My wife and I became minimalists last year after selling our home and our business and decided to really just get rid of the things that we found weren't necessary anymore, try to scale down everything as much as possible. In fact, we're still in that process. And we did as we, after selling the house, we decided to buy an RV, do a little bit of traveling, ending up in Florida. And so we're at a point now where we just don't have a lot of possessions. A lot of things that we used to have, a lot of the bigger ticket items, and even some of the smaller ones. And, of course, if you're living in an RV, well, you almost have to be a minimalist.
Sure, you don't have a lot of room. That's great, Tom. So you just got rid of, you sold your things, you donated your things. How'd you downsize to an RV?
Right. We had garage sales. We used apps like Let Go, for instance, Craigslist, word of mouth. We sold furniture, thank God, a snowblower that we don't have to use anymore.
Yay.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And just a lot of those larger items, your lawn tractors, for instance, various tools, things that were just hanging around for a very, very long time. And for myself, being also retired from the Air Force, a lot of those things followed me throughout my career, throughout the world as well. And I found that, you know, these things were just staying in boxes all these years. And so, of course, the memorabilia stuff I'll keep. And one thing we found was that our kids were, our sons and daughters, they were willing to take a lot of our stuff and put it in storage. After all, we had stored their things for a number of years, so kind of payback time.
That's funny. Yeah, because a lot of times the parents do have stuff that's their kids. Yeah.
Yes.
Tom, thank you so much for that. Sure, there you go. He sold the house and most of the stuff that went with it, and now they have an RV, and you really... I never thought of it. You don't need the snowblower. You don't need the, you know, a lot of these home maintenance things, you know, that if you don't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and Tom says that he is so much happier now. And that's what, and Zoe, you're so much happier now that you've adopted this too?
I am. You know, not that minimalism is your, you know, going to make your life perfect
or, you know, in any respect like that in and of itself, but it's the more part of less that, that brings the joy to your life.
Yeah, so,
so it's doing those things that you enjoy.
Yeah. Maybe you can touch a little bit on that. I mean, in terms of what are you doing more of now that you have less stuff?
Yes. You know, my parenting is actually much more intentional with, you know, applying a minimalist lifestyle. So less time sorting our stuff. And, you know, when my husband was active duty Air Force, less time taking care of our things every time we moved, you know, one to three years. And another thing that I didn't expect at the start was more generosity. I actually found that giving my things away was far better and far more rewarding, you know, helpful things here. I'm not necessarily talking about broken things. I'm talking about useful things that people need. I had a winter coat in my closet. It was beautiful. I had it hanging there for 3 years. I never wore it. And I thought, why am I doing this? There are people who need coats, and I'm not even wearing it. So let's give it away. And that's fulfilling to me.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you again, Tom. Let's go next to Barb in Green Bay. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Julie. I just wanted to share that mainly because of financial reasons, I had to move to a much smaller place and got rid of about half my stuff, but it really was not hard for me because I had a garage sale because financially that was going to help. And a lot of my friends bought things that they had always liked of mine. And then I had people come and I remember one Hispanic lady loved my plates. And I got so excited. So I said, well, you need this pie plate. I just gave her the chargers, everything. And she was so happy. And I honestly had so much fun and I got so much joy out of just having people. I felt my things went to the right people that would really appreciate them. But I also wanted to add that since all this, I have realized that it's the intangibles that are the most important and hardest to lose. And I feel kind of emotional, but I just want to tell you, I had just heard today that you were retiring, and you are one of the intangibles, your spirit. Because through some very hard times, when I didn't want to even get up in the morning, I listened to your show, and you helped me enabled me to get out into the world, gave me a reason. So thank you so much.
Thank you for that. I'm very touched, and I will miss making that sort of impact with listeners. I hope you will continue to listen and still be motivated and inspired by the shows that you hear once I'm not in the hosting chair. And I thank you very much for calling and sharing such a great story with us as well in terms of giving away your possessions to friends and others that needed them more and were grateful to get them. And that does put a lot of gratitude in your own heart as well, Zoe. You mentioned that.
Yes, yes. Perfect timing with her calling in. So
yeah,
thank you so much, Barb, for sharing that story.
Let me ask you, Zoe, though, we did have a caller who couldn't stay with us, and she says, I am a minimalist, but sometimes I worry about the economy. If everyone becomes a minimalist, after all, if we're not if we're not buying stuff, people aren't making stuff and so on. Do you ever think about that?
I do, not too long, because, you know, worrying doesn't solve tomorrow's troubles. It just takes away your joy from today, right? That's a quote. But, you know, I think that we can shift our purpose and our careers. It's not all about acquiring stuff and selling things that people don't need. It can be more of a contribution-focused career. This is what I talk about with my kids. That, you know, when they get older, and my youngest is only 11, so they can choose things that make an impact in people's lives and find a way to make money doing that.
Let's take one more call. Sherry in Superior is with us. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
You have a great idea here. I'm reading. What's your suggestion?
Well, as usual, while I'm waiting, I come up with other great ideas. But anyway, yes, I'm a theater director in Superior, and one of the things, we are self-funded, so we don't get a lot of money to make things and create things that we put on stage. And one of the things that is nice to get from somebody that's downsizing home, particularly somebody with vintage clothing or something like that, is to get donations to the theater. You can take a 60s prom dress and use that for a Renaissance costume. You know, it's just very versatile. You can take costume jewelry and use them as jewelry, or you can use them to embellish things. Three-piece suits are really hard to come by. They're expensive to buy when you're a theater department. So things like that are really kind of cool to get, even sometimes furniture, as long as it's something that can be used for multiple things. But what I recommend people do is call up the theater companies in their area and say, hey, would you be interested in this? Guarantee you, usually they're going to be if they have the storage space. One of the other things that I heard of that somebody did when their parents were, thinking about downsizing, is the parents went and asked all the kids, what of my knickknacks do you want? And they went and put their little names on them or initial or something like that, so that there were no arguments later, and that then the parents knew which knickknacks and whatever they had around the house that kids still wanted. Yeah. Anything they didn't want went to a rummage sale, and those parents then went on a wonderful vacation on the money that they got from selling the stuff that none of the kids were going to want to pass down to the next generation.
Thank you so much, Sherry. And now I have a way to make some money for my next trip, and I know what to do with my prom dress. And that's a great idea, to donate to a community theater. Yeah, and I love your ideas. Thanks very much. Zoe, we're running out of time.
Yes.
Maybe there are some listeners who are intrigued. They want to embrace minimalism to some extent. Can they make small changes and see the same benefits of holding on to less stuff?
Absolutely. Small changes is how you get started. So just start with one area. You can, you know, a lot of people have found success with Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. So she goes by category. So just start with all of your clothing, or start with your shoes, and just take small, tiny steps each day.
Will do. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you, Zoe Kim. She is a minimalist, and her forthcoming book is Minimalism for Families, Practical Minimalist Living Strategies to Simplify Your Home and Life. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network, and joining me for the last couple of minutes of this hour, Mike Arnold, as we are in our fall membership drive. As a WPR listener, you know that you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in. Now's the time for you to put a value on this program and everything else you hear on WPR, and make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for just 6 pledges in the next few minutes. We can do that. Your gift right now is so important. Support the programs you rely on every day, like the Joy Cardine Show.
Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation about minimalism and sort of cutting things down in your life, and supporting the things that are really important. That's kind of why we're here. We bring you conversations about a range of topics on a regular basis. You appreciate that. You appreciate the conversations that you hear on this program and everywhere else on the Ideas Network.
Now I hope you will take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just 6 pledges to go to meet the goal for this hour. We can do it in the next few minutes. The day is young. Make a difference before you even leave the house. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll have a great start to your day.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years of broadcasting. And even though some of your favorite shows weren't around in 1917, What if they were?
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, with President Woodrow Wilson's second term looming, we'll check in on what this could mean for the temperance movement.
We'll talk to a UW professor about the passing of Buffalo Bill Cody and the legacy he left behind.
And for Food Friday, we sample the hottest new food invention, marshmallow fluff.
That's a fad that's not going to catch on. It's all coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.
Okay, so maybe Central Time wasn't around to cover 1917, but we've been through a lot in our first 100 years, and it's all thanks to listeners like you. Here's to the next century of broadcasting. Help build our future now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you. If you've already given, if you haven't, please do make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Mike, just 15 seconds to encourage listeners.
So make your pledge right now and support the Joy Cardine Show and Wisconsin Public Radio. It only takes a few minutes. Make your pledge at 888-202-2552. And thanks.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.